There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Good day program. I'm Doug Steffen, Molly Page, Ken Kessler, and I are prepared to work things over for this Wednesday, the 27th. I told you the week would feel weird because you think it feels like Tuesday when in fact it is Wednesday. All right, so let's see here. April 15th has come and gone. I have observed that with my keen sense of discernment and focus. Today's May 27th, April 15th. Has come and gone. So most of you who have paid into the system have forgotten about what it is that goes on during the process. You have your money taken from you. It's used for various purposes, some of which are good, some not so good. But generally speaking, after the 15th, most Americans, the 15th of April, forget what's going on. So now here is a stark reminder for those of you who have filed and have put the money, the cash in, how the system, which is now pretty much all electronic, can work against you. Ms. Page, if you please.
Yes. Apparently, thieves used an online service provided by the IRS to gain access to information from more than 100,000 taxpayers. The IRS just reporting this late yesterday. The information included tax returns and other tax information on file with the IRS. They said that thieves accessed the system called Get Transcript in order to access the information. They cleared a security screen that required knowledge about taxpayers, including social security numbers, date of birth, tax filing status, and street addresses.
All right. So what is identity thief do with that information?
Where get your refund.
They can get your refund. Oh, swell. How far behind are they? Remember last year, the IRS said, well, we don't have enough money. We can't do our job. And so you won't be getting your, in order to further penalize the public for paying its taxes, we'll keep your money a little longer. And if you're lucky, you'll get it a month or two later than did last year. Although I found that not to be the case with people. You got your refund fast, didn't you, Kenny?
No. We did an extension. We haven't actually filed yet.
Okay. All right. So then, oh, you know who was it that told me that? Bob. Bob Kay, who's one of the producers of the program, had told me that he filed early and got his money back in 3 weeks.
I got mine back really fast as well.
You did?
Yeah.
All right. Did you file early January? When did you file?
No, of course not. I left it till the last minute.
Oh, you did?
But I still got it in 2 to 3 weeks.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. So, are you compromised, or do you know? You didn't get your... Does this affect anybody who has already got their refund?
I think this might affect next year's filings, because they can use this information to file ahead of you.
Mm-hmm. So that's really the scam here. The scam is they file ahead of you using your information, your address, social security number. I made X number of dollars, and I need $4,000 back again. I need to get a refund. I made $14,000. My tax liability is $10,000. $4,000 coming back. So instead of it really coming back to you, it's going to go to these thieves.
Well, the IRS is saying that they will notify the taxpayers whose information has been accessed.
Mm-hmm.
The information was accessed between February and mid-May. They're just figuring this out. So if your information was compromised, then you'll be notified and hopefully get ahead of the thieves on this.
So they are vulnerable because they don't have good people working on their system, or the data security people on the outside are smarter, let's say the hackers, than the people on the inside. Which is the
I'd say yes.
Really? To all of that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's easy to be critical. Although I think in this circumstance, it's not much different than Target or any of the other companies, Home Depot, that have been targeted by hackers, have been hacked. And in this circumstance, I mean, as far as the system for getting into it, but then Home Depot isn't sending you refunds of $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000, and neither is Target. So in this circumstance, this is a statistic that has a lot of people concerned, justifiably so, because you won't know until they... How long is it going to take them to let you know that you've been compromised? Any word on that?
They'll let us know when they're going to let us know.
Let us know when they're going to... Sounds like... What is that? Let us know.
What does that sound like? The IRS?
Let us know.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Get it? Okay, good. So if you feel... whatever you feel, 888-302-3684. There's one way for you to express your feelings about this or other items of interest during the course of the hour and the day. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day, email to Ken or Molly or Doug at DougStephan.com. I'm guessing that this would be a prime source of us getting social media input. And so we'll get to that in a moment. 13 after the hour on Good Day.
Now that Rite Aid is part of the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is more rewarding than ever. Why? Because now Wellness Plus with Plenty gives you a second way to save, with Plenty Points, which works similar to Plus Up Rewards, only better. Because Plenty Points can be earned in one place and used for savings at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon and Mobil, and other participating partners. So if you like Plus Up, you're going to love Plenty Points. Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
Sam Adams, Summer Ale season.
I love the Summer Ale.
Cheers. Summertime's here.
I like citrus, crisp, but refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams Summer Ale.
It's perfect.
It'd be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams Summer Ale.
Buff beer, pretty buff and nasty. Let's buff it.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. But doctors have recently discovered they are unable to reverse or control serious side effects, such as internal bleeding caused by Xarelto. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Call now if you or a loved one was hospitalized from any form of internal bleeding or stroke after taking Xarelto. You may be entitled to a cash award and substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. There is limited time to file a claim, so call now. Call 800-961-5842. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-961-5842. That's 800-961-5842. Again, 800-961-5842.
Sludge makes your car feel a little bit like you do after an all-you-can-eat buffet. Slow. That's why Napa's got Castrol GTX Conventional for just $379 a quart with Tri-Shield technology to protect your engine from power-robbing sludge. Castrol GTX, now just $379. Conquer the job with Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees at participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 5/31/15.
16 after the hour. Doug Stephan's Good Day program. Molly and Kenny and I are musing somewhat over the situation of the IRS. It's such an easy target. And so, Kenny, what do we have? Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. What's going on there with regard to this exciting adventure into those thrilling days of yesteryear when the IRS was a foil for our jokes?
Daryl says, the IRS is calling some other group thieves. I wonder if anybody else sees the irony in that.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Allie, Baba, yes, please continue.
Robert says, the buried headline in this story is that Congress paid billions in phony tax refunds in 2013. One can assume that number will keep growing. Can't we do better? The IRS is a mess. I'd say it was time to contact our reps in D.C., but Congress is also a mess.
Well, so that's worth exploring for a moment. The number of the refunds that went to the wrong people last year, now I'm remembering that, and all of the things that were tied to it, the frustration here is what that person just said, doing better. Why is it that every day, day in and day out, we seem to find these things, and we focus on them, and it's just like, okay, just another mess. That's really what bugs me.
Well, there are more and more messes, I think, the longer we're online, and as this develops, as the internet develops, as more people learn to use it and more people learn to hack, we're going to have more and more issues.
No, that's not what I'm saying. Government issues, big government control, the mandatory this and the mandatory that. That's the kind of stuff I'm talking about.
Ah.
Yeah. That's really...
I have no explanation for the government.
No, I...
You're on your own, Doug.
Yeah. But then it's so frustrating. Can we all do better? Do we not? Is this just a reflection of us? Are all of these boondoggles, all these messes, all of these silly things that go on, are they just a reflection of us as Americans? And should I not get myself worked up about it? Because it just is what it is. It shows that we are fallible, that the human condition is such that we are going to have these sorts of things going on, and we should just say, you know what, okay, it is, it's part of humanity. I think we're better than that. I want us as a species to be better than that. But we aren't. We're not smart enough to govern ourselves for the most part. We're not smart enough to keep the planet from becoming overpopulated. By the year 2050, we're going to have to produce twice as much food as we do now in order for the people on the planet to survive. And with the amazing amount of government interference in growing food in this country, we're producing less, not more. And in 50 years, if we continue to do the sort of things to the family farmers that we're doing now, or to farming in general, we won't be able to feed ourselves. So what are we doing? It's like we're annihilating. Is this God's way of curbing, of teaching us a lesson, or any number of lessons? Curbing our ability to be able to take care of ourselves.
So you're not going to congratulate the couple in Illinois who just welcomed their 100th grandchild, are you?
No. No, I think that's outrageous.
Okay, I'll let them know.
Really outrageous. Yeah.
Don't expect a card from Doug.
No, please. No, not at all. Not under any circumstances. Their 100th grandchild.
Yeah.
Oh, that picture. Oof. It makes my spine, I'm sitting up straight here. Yesterday, do I have time for a 2020 News Quiz question? No, I don't. All right, I'll get at it at the bottom of the hour. It's 21 after the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ah.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection, layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
B.B. King, still dead in the news, however, because there seems to be controversy about how he died or may have died. Did he get poisoned? That's what his children say. What do you think about B.B. King not being buried yet? He's still on the up and up, as it were. Oh, my God, these stories about this stuff.
I've been in the right place, but it must have been a wrong time. I said the right thing, but I must have used the wrong line. Been in the right trip, but I must have used the wrong call. Head to the bad place, and I wonder what it's good for.
And I've been in the right place.
Who's that?
But I must have been the wrong
place. Like Bonnie Raitt, doesn't it?
Is that Bonnie Raitt? Just sound like it. I haven't heard this for ages. This is a great version of this song. See, this is where I love Richie. You like the more pure sound of the blues. With me, B.B. King, this was more my cup of tea because it's a little more poppy. It's hard to walk away from listening to this.
Well, he did a duet. Yeah, it's Bonnie Raitt.
Yeah.
He did a duet album with just all these different stars, yeah. And this came off of that.
Right. Anyway, three doctors have determined that Mr. King was appropriately cared for, even though his two daughters say that he was poisoned. So now this goes around and around. There are law suits that are, my God, these things. This is like a Casey Kasem.
Who's the suspect?
Yeah.
There is
the managers, yeah.
Well, the two managers, yeah, okay. That's
the daughters think that the
Karen and Patty are the daughters.
And the lawyers.
Laverne Tony is the business manager. Myron Johnson is the personal assistant. And the daughters say they killed him.
Oh.
And poisoned him and did whatever.
Why would they? To get
tens of millions of dollars from his estate.
Hey, I saw B.B. in concert last year with Peter Frampton. He was close. I mean, he was
close to being
checking
out.
He just didn't look healthy. He's a sweet, sweet man.
They're sick of
it. And it was so wonderful to see him. He just loved being up on stage and just singing a couple of songs and then shaking hands. He wanted to be there, but he did not look healthy. He looked old.
So the daughters want their share of the manager's money.
Sure, of course. There was an autopsy performed the other day. Test results take 8 weeks. Jeez, why don't they bring it to NCIS? They get the results
in
5 minutes.
The guy's been overweight and had diabetes for 30 years.
Yeah, this is foolish. All right, Molly, you have other music news.
Right.
I have other music news?
Yes.
Do I know?
What's the music news?
I don't know. You said you had music news earlier. We were talking about something, and I remember in the back of my mind something about music.
Well, the back of your mind must be where it's filed.
Yes, from last Tuesday, but you had it, right?
No.
I have an exquisite story on a new model of a bus.
No.
Then I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yes, you do.
I do?
Yep.
This is my favorite.
Kenny's witness to this earlier. Remember we were talking about music news, Kenny?
Hours ago.
Yeah, it was a long time
ago. Hours ago. What was it, Kenny? Can I buy a vowel?
Is this the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame story?
Yes, which we were going to do here and we forgot to do. Rich, you got four songs from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I believe.
And you asked Kenny...
Did I do that?
That?
I think maybe I did do that. Maybe I'm misappropriating. I get too many people on my staff anymore. Hi. There's an oral history project being worked on at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
You said oral history.
An unprecedented collection of videotaped conversations with four key figures, Kenny. Who are they?
They are Jerry Lee Lewis.
Yes.
Chuck Berry.
Chuck Berry.
Oh, sorry, I didn't follow that.
Fats is in it too, yeah. Right.
And Little Richard.
There you go. Ba-da-boom, ba! Let's everybody do that. Let's hear Molly do your best. Ba 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 loo ba 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 boo ba.
That was me right there doing it.
Kenny, let's hear it. Ba 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 loo ba 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 boo ba.
There it is.
Kenny, that was good.
Richie, let's hear it. Ba 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 loo ba. There it is. See, Richie can come through.
Yeah.
Jen, let's hear yours. There you go.
All right, everybody. If you're in your car, do it right now. Right now, ready?
Get the rest of the story at DougSteffen.com.
Today, few Americans remember the daring raid of the Doolittle Raiders after Japan's bombing of Pearl Harbor.
In today's vernacular, you'd call it a mission impossible. An Army bomber, fully loaded, take off from an aircraft carrier, a 350-foot deck? No, it couldn't be done. The Japanese didn't think so either.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy. But it's up to you to keep it alive. To hear more about the Doolittle Raiders and our nation's unsung heroes, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 4545 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 4545.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
ExtendoVite.
extend your life with Extendovite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their bodies stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
Cosmetic treatment of the news and information that you probably would like to know about this day on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Molly Page, Kenny Kessler here at your service at 888-302-3684. Matter of fact, that's the number you ought to use. That's the number you have to use for the 2020 news quiz question. You have between now and 20 before the hour to answer this question. Ready? You'll be qualified for our drawing to the Sundara Spa in Madison, Wisconsin. This includes private car service, two nights accommodations, 3 days in their plush suites. They have a complex that is filled with champagne, chocolate-covered strawberries, rose petals, that sort of thing. Complimentary breakfast, dinners, a healing massage in their spa, and things that you will not believe will happen to your body while you are there. All right. So you want to qualify for this drawing, which will be held the week of July 4th. Yes, I'm already talking about July 4th. Well, next week is the first week of June. So in about a month, we'll have the drawing for this. To qualify for it, answer, please, the following 2020 News Quiz question. Ready?
Ready.
Survey out today. This is sort of like Family Feud. Survey says, how much money did Americans spend last year on cosmetic procedures that were done to people's faces, their bodies, that sort of thing? Was it $10 billion, $11 billion, or $12 billion? The amount of money Americans spent on cosmetic procedures. There were 10 million plus of them last year. How much did each of them cost? I guess another way of looking at it, was it $10 billion spent, $11 billion spent, $12 billion spent on the 10 million cosmetic procedures done last year? 888-302-3684. It is an astounding number, and it's all elective. That's the way this works. It's all elective. So people paid cash money. It was either in the, and the total was either $10 billion, $11 billion, or $12 billion. You tell me which it is, and you'll qualify for our drawing to the Sundara Spa. Good, Doug. Spa. 888 888- 1-800-302-3684. How much did Americans spend on cosmetic procedures last year? 10, 11, or 12 billion dollars.
It's definitely gone up with so many men doing it now.
Yes, that's right. You had to make that point, didn't you? You wanted to make that point. He needed to make that point. It was a good point.
Not for any particular reason?
Oh, of course
Why?
Not.
Did you get something done that I didn't know
about? No, I didn't,
about?
As a matter of fact. No, I'm fine. Thanks for asking. Okay, next item of interest. The soccer fans among you, or among us, have been asking questions for years about the amount of money that the people who run the soccer international soccer organization make. Looks like there's a problem there, Mal.
A bit. FIFA's World Soccer's governing body, big scandal, really big scandal, just really? Breaking. Six yeah. officials were arrested in Switzerland, and they now face extradition to the United States on suspicion of federal corruption charges.
Why would the feds be involved in a soccer scandal?
Well, because it involves American money.
American federal money or money from individuals who are Americans?
Well, the arrest warrants were issued. The FOJ statement says it claims investigators suspect the illegal disbursement of more than $100 million in bribes and kickbacks involving media, marketing, and sponsorship rights dating back as far as the 1990s.
Just in America? Or is this an international scandal that starts in America?
The investigation is led by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Eastern District of New York. And there will be a press conference this afternoon in New York to get into more specific details on it.
Yeah.
But the arrests were made in Zurich, which is where FIFA's annual meeting will take place later this week.
But just trying to get a handle on us being involved in that sort of thing. Why is it only Americans who were targeted? It did affect Americans, but is this a reign of corruption that the Australians should be looking at, or the French should be looking at, or the Italians, or the Mozambicans, or whomever?
I wouldn't doubt that everyone's involved. What we know right now is the American case.
Mm-hmm.
Which this is so far the widest ranging investigation into the financial dealings so far.
So who goes after these people? The Justice Department? FBI?
U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch, FBI Director James Comey.
She just got there. She's been there for a week. How'd she know this was going on?
She's busy. She's on it.
Really?
Also, IRS in the news again, Criminal Chief Richard Weber. They're expected to make the announcements and the extent of the criminal case today. So we'll know more.
All right. Speaking of criminals, another man has been charged with conspiring to support ISIS. Now, when I talk about men, I usually think about men who are at least 30, 40, 50, 60. There's an age associated with a man. Supposedly, you become a man when you're 18, right? You can join the army when you're 18, out of high school. But I just don't look at 18-year-olds anymore as men. However, having said that, this is the story of Asher Abid Khan, who has been accused of attempting to travel to Syria with the intent of joining the ranks of ISIS. He's from some part of Texas, deep in the heart of Texas. Why? Every day we got one of these stories now, right, Kenny?
Seems like it.
Seems like every day there's some kid. See, he's a kid for me. A kid. 20-year-old kid. Wants to join ISIS. Expected to make his first court appearance today, and if convicted, could face 15 years in prison. So, 20 years old. Name like that, people say, yeah. So does that mean every 20-year-old who's got a name like that is going to be suspected of wanting to travel? I mean, this is, as we pointed out yesterday, sheer stupidity. You don't buy a one-way ticket to a place like Syria. Somebody not notice, but it is, you buy a ticket to Paris, and here I am, I'm trying to teach people how to do this. You buy a ticket to London, Paris, Frankfurt, Milan, Rome. Yeah, and then you can jump off from there to Syria and nobody paying any attention to you. But because he is not a man, because he is a kid, then He's acting like a kid. A stupid kid. Unexperienced. And I don't know what there is about his life that leads him to believe that this would be a cool thing to do. But it's intelligent to buy a one-way ticket because that's pretty much what's going to happen to you. Once you get over there, you get used for cannon fodder and you're done. So don't waste your money unless you, you know, you if you really want to go, buy a round trip. No, you don't have to buy a round trip. Buy a ticket to Paris or to Frankfurt or, you know, one of the European countries. They all have plane service from there, at least into Turkey. And from Turkey, you can get a bus to the Syrian border. You can do all kinds of things.
I'm taking notes.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. I figure if you really want to go, you ought to go. Why should we stop these people? I mean, practically speaking, they're all going to get killed. These are kids. They become martyrs, or so they're told, and that seems to appeal to some of them. But by definition, doing this shows that you are disturbed. Who in their right mind would do this? Am I right or not?
Well, you kind of hit it on the head. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And if you had, well, I'm not going to put it, I'm not going to personify it that way. I was thinking if you had a child that wanted to do this, but I don't guess there are too many people who are listening that have children who want to do this. Matter of fact, what do your children want to do? Graduate from high school this week, next week? College graduations a couple of weeks ago? What are your children doing? Are they gainfully employed? Are they coming back to the home? What's going on with your children? 888-302-3684. I almost forgot about the 2020 News Quiz question. The question is, last year, how much money do we spend on cosmetic procedures here in America? How much money? Was it $10 billion, $11 billion, or $12 billion? Here's Brendan in Pennsylvania. Hi, Brendan. Welcome.
Hello.
How do you do?
So good,
what do you think,
good.
What do you think the number is, $10, $11, or $12
billion? I'm guessing $11
billion. $11 billion. How old are you?
I'm 28.
28. And what made you, have you ever had one of these procedures done?
No, sir.
No. All right. So we're going to qualify you for a round trip for two to Sundara Spa in Madison, Wisconsin. All right, so hold on just a second. Yes, the correct number. By the way, Brendan, does that surprise you, that much money is being spent?
Oh, yes, it does.
Do you know anybody who's had any of these procedures, face, various parts of the body you can get done? Most of the time, the money's spent on that.
My grandmother, she had a face done a long, long time ago.
How's it look?
Fine.
She's still alive?
Fine. Yep.
Yeah, really, looks good. Okay, good. Hold on just a second. Thank you. Yes, the correct number is $11 billion. That does not include Ken. Does not include Molly.
Nope.
Best I know. And she asked me if I had had something done, and the answer is no. So it doesn't include me. How many of you? There's not an accusation here with this. I think if you feel better and you look better, then you ought to get it done. People who want to get this stuff done ought to get it done. It's about you and what you want. I don't look down on people. I know a lot of people have had a lot of work done. Some of it better than others. But the hope is at the end of the day, right, that you're going to look a lot better than you did before you had the procedure. But that's a lot of money. $10 million. So $10 million into $11 billion, that turns out to be about $11,000 a procedure, right, if I do my math right? Each one of these procedures, on average, costs $10,000, $11,000. Wow. See, how do we send our children to cosmetic surgery school? That might be the move. 16 before the hour on Good Day.
You're getting very sleepy.
Sleepy.
You're no longer afraid of bunnies.
Bunnies.
You'll join my rewards program.
I'll join your... Wait, what?
50% off your fifth session. Huh? Focus on the value.
Value.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Finally, there's Plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Sign up today at plentywithani.com for access to offers worth over $100 in savings. There's Plenty together. Terms and conditions apply.
Bobby, you're here again.
Yeah, my doctor told me to reduce stress at work, so I come to Buffalo Wild Wings to eat lunch and watch sports. I get to pick one of seven entrees, like sandwiches and salads, plus one of seven sides.
Oh, I like sides.
It's so affordable, I could finally take a vacation.
Where are you going to go?
Here, Tim, here.
Introducing the new B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu, starting at a new low price. Dine in or order takeout weekdays between 11 and 2. Participation and availability may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Okay, so you've tried to whiten your teeth before and know how annoying it can be. One, maybe you used the strips or the trays and that was too much work to deal with and it got messy. Two, maybe it was too sensitive on your teeth. Or three, maybe you have caps or crowns or veneers and it just wasn't working on those. That's why I use Power Swabs. Power Swabs, a clinically proven teeth whitening system that gets your teeth whiter and brighter in just 5 minutes. That's right, 5 minutes. I'm talking on average 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Clinically proven. If you have caps, crowns, or veneers, Power Swabs can get rid of the stains on them as well. Who doesn't want a nice white smile to go with the good weather? Call now for your 5-minute solution to whiter and brighter teeth. 800-281-6829. That's 800-281-6829. Call now. Mention Doug Steffen. Get free shipping on your entire order. That's 800-281-6829 for Power Swabs. 800-281-6829.
Not all projects offer enough space to swing a hammer. Now you can drive a nail in tight spaces with the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt Hammerhead Auto Hammer. With an adjustable head that pivots 0, 45, and 80 degrees, you can work on projects in tight corners or overhead with ease. Plus, two built-in LED lights and a convenient magnetic sleeve that helps position the nail will make your next project a breeze. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, and Sears Hardware Stores. On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Right now, a pirate takeover of an oil tanker is being thwarted off the coast of Africa. Right now, terrorists are being watched from 10 miles in the stratosphere. Right now, a school is being built for children in a third world country. Right now, America's Navy is working around the world, around the clock, protecting everything we hold dear back home. Visit Navy.com to learn more.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. The Department of Justice has settled their probe into the Cleveland Police Department. We were talking about this yesterday, but we didn't know what the essence of the settlement was. What did it require, Mal?
Well, the city of Cleveland has agreed to have its police department overseen by an independent monitor and subject its officers to strict and explicit new rules on the
use
of force.
They agreed? Did they have a choice? I'm betting that there weren't a lot of choices here.
I don't know. It kind of sounds like when you say somebody resigned, just so you don't have to say they were fired.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Right.
Under the settlement, this was under the settlement with the Justice Department. The agreement, which follows the Justice Department's findings that Cleveland police engaged in unnecessary and excessive use of force, does impose tough new standards. It lays out an array of prohibitions in an effort to reduce violence. And let's see what those are. Okay, so the police department, according to this agreement, is now expected to deliver police services with the goal of ensuring that they are equitable, respectful, and free of unlawful bias in a manner that promotes broad community engagement and confidence. Funny how this wasn't the case before.
So this is related to, in part, the death of that 12-year-old who was playing with a replica gun, right? That was last November. Police shot him.
Right.
Wasn't that part of the reason this, that and the Michael Brelo police manslaughter case and a bunch of other things?
Yeah, this goes back a ways.
This is a pattern.
Yeah. So,
again, there's another police department that has been investigated because there's a pattern. And this is a form of corruption, as far as I'm concerned. Don't you think it is? this kind of stuff, isn't this
well,
corrupt?
Well, it is, and the things that were agreed to really kind of hold their feet to the fire on a few things.
Well, they ought to.
They now have to report any time they unholster their gun.
Really?
There's a lot of things. I mean, I can go down the list when we have time and tell you exactly what's in it.
All right, that'll be exciting, and I can hardly wait. 51 after the hour.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Ooh, listen to this, Richie.
Love Jeff.
To swing on a star.
Yeah.
Can't remove these on many jobs.
Who's this?
And be better off than you are.
Or would you rather be a fish? Oh, no.
A mule is an animal that longs for me.
This was so great. This was a horrible movie, but it was a good movie.
Great movie.
Fun movie. Very good. We've highlighted this about three times this year, I think.
What is this? Let everybody else in on the secret.
Hi, this is Swing on a Star. Bruce Willis and Danny Aiello from the movie Hudson Hawk. Released this week in 1991. You believe this was 24 years ago. My God. And they, I don't know, Danny Aiello, I think, is kind of out of the picture now, but Bruce certainly is still in there. Okay. Movie moments starts with movie music, and so now we move on into other areas. Chucker is out. His mom has a very bad thing going on, so he's going to be tied up for most of the week. We hold a good thought for his mother and for him. Meanwhile, we are back to contest mode because we have a very, very nice vacation package to the Sundara Spa in Madison, Wisconsin, that you can take when you want to. Includes 3 days, 2 nights accommodations. The suites are nicely described as plush, beyond plush. VIP with welcome with champagne, nightly turndown service, complimentary food like a 5-course dinner for two, healing like you wouldn't believe in massage. I mean, the whole thing is quite the deal. All kinds of certificates. You can qualify for our drawing, which will be held the week of July 4th, by figuring out what this movie is. Listen carefully, and then dial this at 888-302-3684, 888-302-DOUG. See if you can identify the sound of this movie. Number one movie this week in 2009. This may be difficult, but let's see. I don't know this movie, but let's see if there's any giveaways. Go ahead.
This is none of my concern. I didn't ask
ask for any of this.
That's what I sound like when my alarm goes off.
888-302-3684. You figure everybody's going to get this, right, Kenny?
Oh, yeah. Especially after this last clip.
Last clip, Richie.
My master made me this collar. He is a good and smart master, and he made me this collar so that I may talk. Squirrel.
Oh.
Oh.
Squirrel.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, what's the movie to qualify for our drawing for the vacation to Madison and the Sundara Spa? 888-302-3684. Answer coming up here on Good Day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License to all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right. Only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 2020 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 2020.
All right. Let's find out if we can figure out what the name of that movie was. We're joined by Sylvia in Owensboro, Kentucky. Welcome to Good Day, Sylvia. How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. So what do you think the movie is?
Up.
It is Up. You are correct.
Yay!
Did you like that movie?
Yes.
You did. Why? What was there about it you liked a lot?
I liked the comedy.
Really?
The dogs were amazing.
Yeah.
Ed Asner was really good in it. It was a sweet movie.
Yeah. All right. So you qualify for our drawing to this spa in Madison, Wisconsin. We give it away in the first week of July. So hopefully you're going to be the winner. Hold on just a second. We'll get to your information. Tomorrowland was a week number one during this past weekend. Very slow at the box office. North America didn't do well. And so people turned their attention to Cannes Film Festival that went on this past weekend. I don't even know. Deep Pan, whatever that's about, won at that event. But not a great, it wasn't really a great movie weekend. But it was a good weekend for Memorial Day and memorializing. And so that would give you 2 points for 59 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the BrightsideBen team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's BrightsideBen.com.